Jared, so what was your off season like after coming here to Cleveland? What did you have to work on to get ready for this season?
Everything. My mindset is try to be a better player than I was every season, in every facet. And, getting familiar with Coach Brown, getting familiar with some of the guys who are on the team, and just getting ready to embark on a new journey.
Do you feel that you'll be asked to provide more of a leadership role with the young guards that they have here?
Yeah, but I think they're apt to do so as well. Even though they're young in age, but, they're very tenured and experienced, so to speak. And, whether I'm in, directing or in the listening role, because I think in order to be a good leader, you have to listen and be led in certain instances. And I think guys like Kyrie, Deion, Tristan, those guys, they're definitely built for that position as well.
Is the goal the playoffs this year, and will you be disappointed if this team doesn't make the playoffs?
You know what, and people may look at me crazy, man. I'm not the type of person that puts ceilings on anything. Why would I be happy with just making the playoffs? What's the point of that? Who wants to just, let's work out so we can just play in April and then just go home? That doesn't, why can't we just go to the championship and just win it? You know what I mean? Like, if that's not the goal you're trying to play for, and you don't feel like with you being in uniform you have a chance to do so, then we should just go home right now.
Will you preach that to the players?
Yeah. I mean, what else are we playing for at the end of the day? Like, who cares if you got a free certificate to the playoffs and you went home and you got the free t-shirt that they handed out for the first round? So what? Nobody cares or remembers that. You know what I mean? And I don't think anybody should use that as your stepping stone. Like, if you're about to take a test, you don't want to just get a 72. You want to get 100 if possible. You know what I mean? Who wants to come in fifth place? It's cool, but everybody should strive to be first. And I think that's the mindset. If it doesn't happen this year, we set that as the bar for next year and moving forward and so forth and so on. That's how you build a culture in my eyes.